Bumper number of leisure activities on offer. With D-Day anniversary on our minds, Mid-Essex welcomes back a regular wartime event this weekend. The Temple at War annual reenactment event is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year and hosting its spectacle over the weekend of May the 11th to the 12th at Cressing Temple Barns, featuring the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight. More than 900 reenactors will gather alongside BBC Antiques Roadshow's military expert, Mark Smith, and vintage group, The Nightingales. A single-day ticket for children aged between 5 to 16 costs £12. An adult ticket for anyone over 17 costs £20. And a family day ticket, which includes two adults and two children, costs £53. There will be free entry available to serving and veteran military personnel as long as ID is supplied. More than 100 youngsters took part in the Easter Trail organised by Maldon Carnival Committee for a fortnight around the holiday. They had to find bunny letters hidden in a range of shop displays. Eba Benson, aged 5, finished first. Scarlett Johnson, 8, second. And Melissa Harrington, 3rd. All money raised from the event will be added to proceeds of Maldon Carnival on August the 3rd. The East Anglian Railway Museum is set to lead celebrations for the 175th anniversary of the Marks Tey to Sudbury railway line next month. The railway line, known as the Gainsborough Line, will be celebrated on June the 29th and 30th during a weekend of attractions including unlimited rides on steam and diesel trains. Additional offerings will include access to the Halstead and Braintree Model Railway Club rooms, a mini railway and a vintage steam organ, shire horses and a traction engine. Archers from 4 villages took part in the return of an inter-village archery competition, also known as the Fighting Village of the Year competition, at Stock Street Farm Barn in Coggeshall on Saturday. Residents from Coggeshall, Bradwell, Stysted and Great Tay took part in the longbow archery competition alongside the Outlaws Archers Club. All the team members have been taking part in weekly archery lessons held by Outlaws Archers in the run-up to the competition. Denjay Nature Reserve in Bradwell-on-Sea and the Chapel of St Peter's on the Wall, one of the oldest Christian churches in England, were featured on national TV this week. They were part of an Essex edition of Great Coastal Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo on BBC Two. The programme is still available on BBC iPlayer. Visitors can find out what the new wedding venue at Brickwall Farm, Sybil Headingham, has to offer at an open day on Sunday, May the 12th. Barnfield is open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with full details of ceremonies on offer and many additional suppliers also taking stands. Legal ceremonies are not permitted yet, but the venue can be booked for blessings or celebrations. Day hire prices start from £3,500. Roding's Friendship Club's first outing of the summer season involved 41 members attending a concert at the Burley Fen Organ Collection in Lincolnshire. They stopped at the Springfield Shopping Outlet in Spalding for lunch before visiting the privately owned old-time music hall site in Pinchbeck for the music. A raffle held on the coach raised £60 for club funds. Talia and her electric organ visits High Easter Village Hall on Saturday, May the 11th for a live music night. Attendees can sit and listen or dance the night away from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. with a couple of breaks in between. Tickets cost £10 from Brian Hockley on 01279 871 181. Historic Langford Mill will open for 3 free guided tours as part of National Mills Weekend on Saturday and Sunday, May the 11th and the 12th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They will be led by Beely Mill Restoration Group, and visitors will have the opportunity to learn about the mill's history and wartime secrets and explore the rare elephant boiler and other original equipment. Information on dementia and local services available to those who are diagnosed with this and their carers is available at a special afternoon in Maldon Town Hall from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, May the 16th. Painting the town blue is being organised by Maldon District Dementia Friendly Community and is free to attend. Photographs old and new of Althorne, Latchingdon and Mayland are on show in St Andrew's Church Hall, Althorne, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May the 11th. The event is in aid of St Andrew's Church Repair Fund. Admission costs £5. Two rambles are being held on Sunday, May the 12th, to fundraise for Farley Hospice in Chelmsford under the banner of Walk for Life. Both ending in Chelmsford, the longer one starts in Heybridge Basin and the other one from Paper Mill Lock. They follow the towpaths of the Chelmer and Blackwater navigation. Costs of attending Maldon's soul and disco event, Soultasia, have risen with early attendee discounts now passed. Ticket buyers for the Saturday, June the 8th event at Promenade Park will have to pay £35. And the group ticket offer for 6 tickets for the price of 5 runs at £30 per ticket. There's an open quiz night at West Maldon Community Centre on Saturday, May the 11th from 7:30 p.m. Teams of up to 8, £5 a person, and take your own drinks and nibbles. Oral history extracts were played during the May meeting of the Maldon Society on the subject of fish and fishing in Maldon.